The Gemara Membeis on the Aleph on the top in the middle of the Machloek is Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that when a person takes a kettle off the fire and he removes the contents, he removes the water, and he puts in water litzaref, so leishonu elashir lahavshir, ava leishir litzaref is osir, because dover sheni miskaven is osir like Rabbi Yehuda. And Shmuel says, afilo shir litzaref, even if you fill it up to the rim, it's mutter. Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, the fact that you're strengthening the kli, which is either mechaba, according to the Rambam, it's makam epatish, according to the Ravid, it's dover shenem eskaven, you have no intent. So dover shenem eskaven is mutter. Zog di gomor men beizam ad aleph, le memre de Shmuel ki Reb Shimon sfirale. You're telling me that Shmuel that says that even shir letzaref is mutter to fill up into the cup. He holds like Reb Shimon that dover shenem eskaven is mutter. Va'omai Shmuel, mechabin gachela shel mateches, bishus rabim. If a person sees a coal that's made out of a hot metal rod that's in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, the public domain, and people can injure themselves, so you're allowed to be mechabe, you're allowed to extinguish it, shalai zoku b'rabim. Now, this is because of sakona, because of the danger involved that people can get injured, you're allowed to be mechabe, gachela shel mateches. However, Zok de Braisa, Avaloi gachelas shel eitz. But if the gachelas is made out of eitz, out of wood, you have an actual charcoal, a piece of wood on fire, so that you can extinguish. We differentiate between gachelas shel mateches, which is drabonon, because midaraisa, melocha shein etzicha legufa, it can't be a chiv deraisa. Whenever you're a mechaba, the only way you're chiv deraisa is when you make pchomin, when you make coals. So wood that you extinguish, that's how you make coals. That's how you create coals. Masha'enke, in metal that you extinguish, metal is just a hot rod. When you extinguish it, it doesn't create any coals. So it's never a melacha shetzicha legufa when you extinguish a metal hot rod. However, when you have a piece of wood on fire and you extinguish it, you created pchomin, you created coals. So when is it melacha shetzicha legufa? Shetzicha legufa means that the purpose of what you're doing is not just because you want to get rid of something. You want to accomplish the outcome. That's called tzricha legufa. If you have a mace in the house, a corpse in the house, you're taking it out of the house, not because you want it out of the house, you don't want it in the house. That's not the tzricha legufa. Tzricha legufa means that the intent is the result itself, not just, I want it out of here. So the same thing over here. Extinguishing, the result of extinguishing has to be to create coals. That's called melacha tzricha legufa. So it's never a melacha tzicha legufa when you're extinguishing a metal, because that's just a kibud derabanan. Kibud deraisa is eitz. So it says over here in the braisa, Shmuel himself says, "Yilari mimrechabe gachela shel mateches because shlo yizoku b'rabim, but not shel eitz." Now Isak adaitach sovel k'Reb Shimon. If he holds like Reb Shimon, we just said Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. Dover shen miskaven is mutter, and that's where you're allowed to put in shiel atzarif. If he holds like Reb Shimon, dover shen miskaven. Safila shall eat nami. The Gemara has an assumption, making an assumption, which Gemara is going to be matcha, that if you hold like Reb Shimon by Dovah Shem Iskaven, if you have no intent, Reb Shimon holds its mutter, unless it's psik reisha, so too you hold like Reb Shimon by Melach Shem Tzicha Legufa. There's a similarity between the two things. They are somewhat similar. Tosfos says they tolu zebezeh, because after all, anytime you're not Miskaven, it's not Tzicha Legufa. So there is a similarity. But the Gemara is going to differentiate. But that's the having of the Gemara. If Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, that Dov Hashem is coming and no intent is mutter, so likewise he should hold like Reb Shimon by Melach Shem Tzich Legufa. And if you hold like Reb Shimon Melach Shem Tzich Legufa, then even Shel Eitz, he should be able to extinguish. Why? Because it's Ein Tzich Legufa over here. Here you don't need the coals. It's possible that a person does it to create the coals. So it would be tzich legufa if you need the coals. But here you're extinguishing only that people shouldn't be injured in Rishus Rabim. So it's a melacha shen tzich legufa. Now, if you hold like Reb Shimon, then a melacha shen tzich legufa is vayta pata. So then why should you say that you can't be mechabe gachela shel eitz? Rashi says, gachela shel mateches shemashlich lechutz psoil shel bazel. It's never shaykh kibur midaraisa, extinguishing by the raisa when you're not creating coals. It's only also midrabonon. Veheicha deika niskel rabim. So when there's an injury involved for the rabim, loygozgu ala shvus, they weren't goes on the drabonon. And that's the reason why you're allowed to extinguish if there's a danger involved. Now, even though some achrayim want to say that havara, meaning creating fire, would be shayach even by a metal rod when it turns red hot, but extinguishing kibui is not relevant midaraisa by a metal rod because you're not creating gecholim. That's what Avnei Nezer wants to say. Others, the Mishabura brings in Shilam Adalat, others say no, that just like there's no esh, there's no actual fire, so it's not shayach kibui. When you have a piece of wood on fire, there's an actual fire, so it's kibui. It's because it's kibui deraisa, because you're creating coals. But someone has said, the Mishabura says, that just like there's no esh and there's no kibui, likewise there's no havara. And you just as not shayach kibui deraisa, it's not shayach havara deraisa. Yesh cholkim on mateches with shayach havara. But for sure, legabi kibui, it's only the rabbonon. Because after all, it's not a fire. And there's no coals. There's no coals you're creating by the extinguishing. So mid the rabbonon, they allowed something which is a sakona. But natural aids, Zogdrashi, that's an Issa deraisa. You have skill on that. Now, if you hold like a Pshimon, Zogdrashi, Dolor Pshimon, Melocha, Shenetzicha, Legufa, Potrale, Bechol Kibui, Ainet Zog Legufa. Anytime you extinguish him because it's in a public domain, it's not Tzicha Legufa. I don't want the fire there in the first place. Tzicha Legufa means I want to create coals. I want to have a psila. I want to have a wick. I want to have coals. Here, I'd rather this whole fire not be in the first place in the Shas Rabim. So it's always its end, it's Yichel Gufa when you're extinguishing it. Chutz Ba'isip Chomin or Mevahave Psila. That's the only time that it's Melochash Yichel Gufa. So we have clearly Yakasha. If Shmuel holds like a Pshimon by Dov Shen Miskavim, why does he not hold like him by Melocha Shen Yichel Gufa? L'char, it's the same thing. And Tosis says it's totally Zebezeh. They depend on one another. There's a similarity. The Ritva says the reason why they're totally Zebezeh explains is because both of them is a chisor and a melechs machsheves. Melechs machsheves means that you want to have the purpose of what was done in the Mishkan. Ene miskaven, there's no melechs machsheves. Ene tzichel agufa, there's no melechs machsheves. That's why the Gemara's Havin is, if you hold like a Pshimon in one, you hold like him in the other. On that, the Gemara says, no. B'dovash ene miskaven, sovelok reb Pshimon. When it comes to dovash ene miskaven, to filling up a cup of water, afilu shir letzaref, even if your intent is, even if you don't have intent to be mitzaref, it's mutter. Because dovash ene miskaven, if you don't intend to strengthen the utensil, shir letzaref is mutter. You have no intent, it's not lechatchila. So it's ene miskaven, I hold like a Shimon. B'mloch shen tzichil gufa, I hold like a Yehuda. It's not a stira. B'mloch shen tzichil gufa, I hold like a Yehuda. And that's why you're not allowed to be mechaba only gachelah shel mateches because it's an issa derabbanan they allowed by a sakana. But gachelah shel eitz since melach she'en tzichel gufa I hold like a Yehuda, so it's also we don't allow even though it's en tzichel gufa we don't allow you to extinguish something which is a melach deraisa gachelah shel eitz en tzichel gufa I hold like a Yehuda, it's also now even though it's en tzichel gufa but it's I hold like a Yehuda, so it's also so we don't allow this. When it comes to a hezek of rabbim, when it comes to Rabbi Yudim, loch shein tzichel gufa is an issa deraisa. You don't need tzichel gufa. So mele, they were matir b'mokim sakona. The only matir b'mokim sakona is the rabbonon shvus lagozru. According to Rabbi Yudim, loch shein tzichel gufa is also. That means it's issa deraisa, even if it's not tzichel gufa. You don't need to make pchamin. So I hold like a Yudim when it comes to mateches gachela shel eitz. Even if I don't need the pchamin, we never allowed in shas rabbim.
That be a great sakana, otherwise, you know.
If it would be a sakana's defoshes, so you're saying then they would allow a deraisa too, the makab kuach nefesh. That's what you're asking. It can't be that it's a vade sakana's defoshes, then of course we allow melacha deraisa too. We're talking about a shema, a possibility that someone might get injured in a rishus rabim, so that we allowed by the rabbon on the shvus. But for a shema, we don't allow, I guess, for a deraisa. Omer Ravina, Hilkach, therefore, koitz b'shus rabim, if you have a koitz, a thorn, obviously it's a possible danger in a public domain, so you're allowed to be oivan isad rabbonon to prevent damage from the rabim. So how do you oivan isad rabbonon? Malichai pochas, pochas mi dalaramis. You can remove that thorn if you walk less than dalaramis. Walking dalaramis in the shus rabim is an isad raisa. But if you walk 3.9 and then you stop, 3.9 amis, and then you stop. 3.9, we're not allowed to do that. A person lechatchila can walk, it's a isra bonon. Lest you walk, you might walk 4. But by a
smokim sakona, we allowed the rabbonons. So since walking less than 4 is an isra rabbonon, we allowed this by a koitz b'shus rabim. Malicha pachs pachs medalan ames. Uve karmelis, when you're in a domain, which is the whole domain is only isra rabbonon, a karmelis, safila tuva, you can walk even regular. Because since we allowed, we see from this Gemara, it's obviously it's relative. It has to be that it's a sakona that's probable, but not a vadei sakona is the foshes because nefesh matin is the raisa. But it can be something that's far fetched. We don't just allow the rabbonos for something that's far fetched. It's a relative thing that if it's a sakona that's very possible, so then we allow you to do an isad rabbonon. Then you're allowed to take it. So Rashi bakira achas, you're allowed to take it and move it wherever you want. Now pochas mi dalad amas Rashi achi sakena letzider shus rabim. That means take it and move it to the first possible place, which is not in a, in people's way, in the tzidei shus rabim. Now, what does it mean? A koitz b'shus rabim. B'shus rabim means a place of rabim. What's the minimal amount of rabim? 3 people. Shus rabim. That's how the poskim say. So shteit nishmir shabbos kol chosar. He brings in a footnote over there that if you have a child, a tinoik, even in the home, which is not a rabbim, it's in a private domain, every tinoik in a home is a din of rabbim. So any sakona that you have, a possible sakona for a tinoik, you're allowed to be over. It doesn't mean just go to be over in the rabbonans. But this, whatever the gather in this Gemara is, that you're mavid al ames pochas pochas by an isad rabbonan because of a koitz v'shus rabbim, a tinoik in a bayis, an infant, is a din v'shus rabbim, is a din like a rabbim. Now the etzim din that we're saying that Shmuel holds like a pshimim by Dovash and Miskaven, and he doesn't hold like him by Meloch Shein Tzich Legufa. At the end of the day, in the beginning, we wanted to say it's Toli Zebizeh. The Ritva says both are in not Melech Machshavis. Toi says that Toli Zebizeh because every Ein Miskaven is likewise not Tzich Legufa. But the Maskonas HaGemara we're differentiating. So what's Taka the Chilik? Why we're differentiating? So the Ritva says that Ein Miskaven, you have no intent for the final Meloch at all. You have no intent at all. You have no intent to be maftzi, to be mitzaref. When you're filling up the water to the rim, you have no intent to strengthen the kli. So the deer is mekel, he holds like a pshimen. You have no intent to the final result at all. Masha einkein, by einetzich legufa, my intent is yes for the result. At the end of the day, the result that's usher, my intent is to do that. So mele, he's machmin, he holds like a Yehuda. My intent at the end of the day is to extinguish. The result at the end of the day is extinguishing, so that is lemaisa the melacha asura. That's where he's machmir. Zog the Gemara avon noisin hu letoich. The Mishnah said that in noisin letoichoi, which we explained to mean that you're allowed to put a lot of water into the kettle after it's removed from the fire, a lot of cold water, which is not going to be mechamim, or letoich hakois. Or you put it in the secondary utensil, that means you take the water from the kettle, put it in a klisheni, then you're allowed to add in chamin, because klisheni is amavashal. Zogt mal ton rabon und neusen odom chamin letoich tzoinen. A person allowed to take hot water and put it into cold water, veloi tzoinen letoich chamin, but not cold into hot, divri beishamai. So beishamai clearly differentiates. You're allowed to put hot into cold, because the cold is on the bottom, and tasoi govar, whatever's on the bottom, overpowers what's on the top. So since the bottom is the cold and the top is the hot, so in Mela, you're allowed to put hot into cold, but not tzoyin into chamin, not cold into hot. The bottom is tasoi is the hot, tasoi govar, the bottom always is stronger than the top, so the bottom overpowers what's coming in. So if you put cold into hot, it's a problem. Hot into cold, the bottom is cold, it's not a problem. But cold into hot is a problem of tasoi govar, divi beishamai. There's no difference. Either way, hot into cold, the cold into hot is mutter. Now, what does the Gemara say? When is Basil allow this? Hot into cold and cold into hot too? Because when you have a cup, is meant for drinking. A cup can't get too hot. It's not going to be yatza lettuce because it's meant for drinking, said Rashi. So you don't want it to be boiling hot. Number one, a cup is automatically klisheni, a drinking cup. And number two, you don't want it to be boiling hot. Seems to imply in Rashi that a klisheni that's very hot, we are choshes for klisheni mevashel. But only because it's l'shtia kavoyele, and you don't want it to be so hot, plus a Rashi it's a klisheni, so that's why Beis Hillel allows even tzoyin l'toy chamin. that's in a cup. Avabambatya. But if you have a tub, a bathtub, so then even Beis Hillel agrees, Chamanatech Tzoinen is mutter, but Veloy Tzoinatech Chamin, but cold and tahad is forbidden. The reason why cold and tahad is forbidden by a ambatya, because ambatya is a kli rishon, and an ambatya you do want very hot. People like to take a haisa bud, a hot bath. So a mele, it's not like a cup of drinking. So mele by a tzoinat techamin, Beis Hillel agrees that tzoinat techamin is also by a kli rishon. That much I agree. By a koisa, I argue. By ambatya, I agree. Now, Tosfos right away points out, Beishamet, it says that in a kli, that you're not allowed to put tzoinat techamin. But you're allowed to put chamin l'tech tzoinen. Zok Tosis, this that Beis Shammai allows it is afilu b'kli rishon. Even in a kli rishon, you're allowed to put chamin l'tech tzoinen. The chamin l'tech tzoinen ain't mevashel. It's not mevashel, cold in tahat, because tassoy is govar. Why not tzoinen l'tech chamin? Zok Tosis, afilu b'kli sheni. He holds tzoinen l'tech chamin is also even a kli sheni. That's good for Beis Shammai Shita. Beis Hillel only agrees by kois, which is kli rishon, only agrees by ambatya, which is kli rishon. But Beis Shammai says that even by kli sheni, afilu b'kli sheni, you're not allowed to put tzoinen l'tech chamin. Why? The gazi Beis Shammai kli sheni or the kli rishon. U Beis Hillel pligi, shori tzoinen l'tech chamin. When does Beis Hillel allow cold in tahat? Dafka b'kli sheni. Like we said in the kois. K'rektoni b'nom b'kois. However, Bekli Rishon, he agrees. Now, Tosfos wants to say, Rashi wanted to say the reason is because Tassoi Govar. The bottom one overpowers the top one. Tassoi was on the bottom, overpowers, and that's why cold into hot is a problem, because the hot overpowers the cold, and it's going to boil up what's coming in. Tosfos argues, and he says the reason is not because of Tassoi Govar, but rather, he says, what about the Maldom Eloi Govar? Tosfos wants to say, Rabbi Natam says, the reason why Chamin L'Tech Tzoinen is mutter, and tzoinat techamin is also, is because whatever you're adding in, is you're always adding it a little into a lot. That's a derech. You don't add a lot into a little. You add a little into a lot. Put a little milk into coffee. You don't put the coffee into a little milk. You don't put the milk first and then the coffee. You add the little into a lot. So he says, since the derech is to add the little into the lot, so chamin l'tech tzoinon is mutter. Why? Because since you're adding a little into a lot, the tzoinon is much more. So it's not going to boil it. Mashengen, tzoinen techamin, you're putting a little into a lot of hot, so then it will be mevashel. That's the reason. Not because of tasoy govar. It's because it's always a little into a lot. So it mele, depends what you're putting in. You're putting in cold, it's a problem. You're putting in hot, the little is not a problem. Into the cold, mubin. So al kaponim, we have over here, machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, chamin l'tech tzoinen is mutter, tzoinen techamin is osa. Even klisheni, you're going to klisheni or to klirishon. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, tasoi govar, or because the derech is, you put a little into a lot. Ubeis Hillel say, no, it's mutter by a klisheni. However, by tzavka by a kois, which is not so hot, klisheni. But by an ambatya, which is klirishon, then he agrees, chamin l'tech tzoinen. Oh, ambatya is a Tosfos, it's still a klisheni, so why is it taka gonna be also because it doesn't have the category of a kois. A kois at the end of the day, you don't want so hot because you want to drink from it. An abati, you want a hot bath. So even though Tosh says they taka both klisheni, but here you want it to be hot. So mele, it's you have this kshash and your goiza, and here not.
But it's not a klirishon.
It's not a klirishon, correct. So even though it's a klisheni, he is somewhat goiza by a klisheni, by something that gets very hot, like a bath, but not by a cup, which you don't want so hot. You have to be mechalik l'chari in the temperature. Either it's as gzera, sover klirishonu. And Rashi says the svar is because Rashi says lo nichalei sheichu mahabe by a kois, but by a bat you have added a nichusa. Oh, so that is machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Do you say it by a kois or not? Beis Hillel is matter by a kois, and Beis Shammai asses. Comes along Reb Shimon Menasseh Oimer Oiser. Reb Shimon Menasseh asses, meaning Beis Hillel just said, "Avam b'mbat yecham netech tzoyin v'tzoyin netech chamin." But Reb Shimon Menasseh Oiser. Now we're not sure what that is going on. But Reb Shimon Menasseh asses, even hot into cold, even cham netech tzoyin. Zogdimo Omer Rav Nachman halok Reb Shimon Nasya. The halok is like him. Zogdimo Sover Rav Yosef Lemeimar Sefel Areu Kambatya. A Sefel is like a tub, not as big as Ambatya, but not as small as a cup, a drinking cup. It's somewhere in between. This Sefel, even though it's a klisheni, but since it's not meant for drinking, it's meant for washing, but it's not a bathtub, but it's bigger than a cup. So Sefel is the din of an Ambatya. You want it to be very hot. So Omele Abaya, Tony Reb Chia, Sefel ain't a Kambatya. Sefel is not like an Ambatya. This little bin, this bowl that you can wash yourself in, at least part of your other vaganglob, assuming a sefel is a place you can wash your face in. It's like a sink. So the sefel, if you're going to tell me to have me in the sefel, is like an ambatya. That it's usher. So ela b'shabbos chichitza b'chamin leka. We know that on Shabbos, the halacha is, if you cooked it up before Shabbos, you kept it on the stove, your shia, with a blech, you're allowed to use ponov yodav raglov on chamin. You're allowed to. Now, obviously, you're not going to take the hot water from the kli, from the sitting on the stove, on a kli rishon, you'll burn yourself. We don't expect you to wait for it to cool off. That's amistavra. If you allow ponov yodav raglov, means we allow you to add cold water to it. Now, according to this, it's never shaykh if the halacha is shimon nasya. If sefel is the place that you can wash your face and hands and feet in, it's not a bathtub. It's not a cup. It's somewhere in between, like a sink. So then, if halach is like Shem Menasya, he asks even chamin techtzonin and turn it to chamin. He asks both. So how could you ever cool off this water that we allowed to wash yourself on the other aglof? It's too hot. Zog di Gemara, zog Rashi. Betmiya dol Reb Shimon afilu chamin. How could you have a cooler off a drop? You can't put a cold into the hat. You can't put hat into the cold. And we don't expect you to wait for it to cool off when it's coming off the blech. So chitz bechamin leiko. Zok to Gemara, Reb Shimon is bechal not going on this din. Mi savet Reb Shimon asefer koi. Reb Shimon is not going on the sefer. The gabri din of chamin letechtzoinen, and he says that even chamin letechtzoinen is osa. No, areisha koi. He's going on the reisha, on the din of the shtia, on the cup that we said that beis hillel is matir chamin letechtzoinen and tzoinen letechamin. Both of them, he's matir. So the koi areisha koi u beis hillel matirin, meaning bein chamin letechtzoinen bein tzoinen letechamin. Beis hillel allows by a cup because it doesn't get so hot. By a cup, tzolet techamin is mutter. On that he answers. On that comes the Reb Shimon Menasya and says, also by a cup. The Reb Shimon Menasya save a koi. No, it's going on the reisha. Ubeisilam atirim mechamin techtzolim tzolet techamin. The Reb Shimon Menasya oyser tzolet techamin. He answers tzolet techamin. Even though it's a kois, even though it's a cup, he answers tzolet techamin. Even though it's a klisheni, meaning like beishamai. Basically, Reb Shimon Nasi is saying like Beishamai. Frankly, Gemara, lame Reb Shimon Nasi, domek Beishamai. Why would he say like Beishamai? The halach is not like Beishamai. The halach is like Beis Hillel. So, Gemara, hochi komar. Reb Shimon Nasi was of the opinion, lo nechregu Beishamai u Beis Hillel bedova ze. Meaning, Reb Shimon Nasi was of the opinion that everyone agrees that Tzoyna L'Techamen is osur. There's no machloikus. Beis Hillel agrees to Beishamai. So Mele, he says that it's also because he held like Basil held like that also. What did you say?
According to that, you couldn't put
them up. Oh, so according, we pass it like Basil. And Basil holds that klisheni, tzoyne le techamen, is muta. But Shimon ben Asya would be also, correct? Shimon ben Asya and Beishamai hold that you can't put milk into a coffee. Zok di Gemara, Omar Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua. Chazina leila Rava, I saw Rava, the loikopid amona, that he wasn't makpid in mixing, in putting together coal together with hat, even though it's oimid lerechitza, in a klisheni. Zogti Gemara, miratoni, from the fact that it said in the Braisa, Reb Chia said, noisin odom kitan shalmayim. You're allowed to put cold water, a kitan of a bottle of cold, lutech sefa shalmayim, into another body of water. A sefel is like a sink that meant for a chitza. You allowed to put the hat into the cold. Bein chamin letech tzoinen, bein tzoinen letech chamin. So we see clearly that even oimid lerechitza, not just by kois, that's oimid l'shtia, where Beis Hillel was mater, but even by rechitza, by sefel, he held that it's muta. even though it gets much hotter in a sefel. It might be a klisheni, but a klisheni that is meant for a chitza, that it gets hot. There's no raya from there. Why? Dil mishani osam, the mifsikli. Over there, we're not talking about putting the etzim water into the other water. You're not putting cold into hot water. You're taking a bottle and you're putting it into another body of water. There's a hefsek of a kli. You have the bottle itself. The walls of the bottle are protecting the cold from the hot. So mifsek kli is different. And by mifsek kli, hitak was a makbid. Omalei, no. Ma'ari itmar. It says clearly in the Braisa that you actually pour the water, not just put the baby bottle inside the hat, but you're actually pouring the cold into the hat, into a sefel. So ma'ara odom kitel shamayim letech sefel shamayim ben chamin letech tzoynin ben tzoynin tech chamin. So even though it was omer l'rechitza by a klisheni, he was a makbid and he was matir. So it comes out in Maskonos HaGemara by an ambatya, and that's what we pass in the Shin Yud Ches. By an ambatya, since it's meant for rechitza, so even though it's a klisheni, we ask her to be shoyfech ma'im tzoynim, like Tosa says, you know, I'll be shoyfech ma'im tzoynim, ma'at tzoynim into the chamin. By a sefel has an aspect. On the one hand, it's like an ambatya because it's oimed l'rechitza, so it's hot, but it's not like a kois. So it's, but on the other hand, it's not an ambatya. It's not an ambatya. The question is, are you goyzer by a sefel or not? Is it as hot as an ambatya or not? Lemaisa legabe the etzim din of pouring, we're not choshesh to Rashi's vort. The vort is because of tasoy govar. It depends what's on the bottom. And the vort is not because of whatever you're adding on is less. The halacha where we come out is it yatsa lettuce or not? It depends how hot it's going to be. If what you're pouring in is going to end up being less than yatsa lettuce, so then it's mutter in a klisheni. If it's going to be yatsa lettuce, then it's taka osa. And that is taka the yisoy that the chayodim boys that a klisheni is a b'choshesh for the bishul of a klisheni if it is yatsa lettuce, if it's very hot. We'll stop over here at the bottom of Membeis Amud Aleph by the Mishnah.